The Aquarium of the Pacific is happy to present our October 10th Anniversary Scholar Award to Simi Sims. Simi, we are extremely impressed with you for your outstanding community service and leadership, for helping others in your community through your involvement in youth groups, in your school, and your church. And we commend you for using your talents as a singer, dancer, writer, director, and actor in your community service, such as your multi-ethnic dance group at school that brings together students of various ethnic backgrounds together to promote cultural interaction. We also admire your work as a volunteer with the first and second graders with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Long Beach and the American Cancer Society. You are a wonderful example to people of all ages, and we are very, very proud of you. So we'd like to present this 10th Anniversary Scholar Certificate to you in honor of your service to our community. Thank you.
Do I think dance can help people from different backgrounds understand and get along? I would say yes, because, you know, different types of dance, when others that are not like used to those type of dance, when they like get familiar, then they see like the struggle and like how that affects that other minority group or whatever, you know. Just what changes have I seen in people in my dance group? Well, I just started taking ballet classes, and you know, you see people in there, their posture, like they walk like more smooth and everything, and their attitude just gets like, because I used to say, man, ballet seems so easy, but it's really not, it's really hard. So that changed my attitude a bit also. How's volunteering changed me as a person? I would say because, you know, like when I was younger, my dad used to tell me about, you know, jobs and getting money and like how to get paid and stuff, all that stuff. And then I've learned about volunteering, and I always thought it was dumb because, you know, why do work and not get paid, you know, so, but then, you know, when we went in high school, you have to do a certain amount of voluntary hours to graduate. So I did some voluntary hours, but, you know, instead of just doing them to graduate, I've come fond of them, and I just want to do it, just, you know, do it. What would I say to someone that says, I don't see why I should give up my free time to volunteer? I would tell them to try it with a couple friends. Like, if you do it by yourself, you're all alone, you don't know anybody, and then like you're just walking around looking dumbfounded. If you like bring a couple friends or whatever, it would probably be a better experience, because you might not get paid, but it's better than sitting up in the house. How would I like to make a change in my community as a role model for other young people? I would say that, you know, I would just, like, you know, like, little kids come up to me, like, oh, I seen you on TV. Yeah, you can get in that also. But just, you know, go on this website or do this thing and just help them improve. Because people, young childs, come up to me and ask me questions all the time, and I give them clear information about it, you know. If I could write my own career path, what kind of creative projects would I do? Well, first, I would start off with an album, just, you know, me rapping and singing, or, you know, doing my thing, come out with a couple music videos, and then I would take a break, do like a movie and just some commercials and get known in that field. And then I would just like get known, like, I don't know really how people like do dancing, like background dancing, but I would just get known in that field, you know. Probably like try to do some comedic stuff, but I would just try to cover all areas of the entertainment business.